This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Malaysian officials are cautioning it may still take a couple of days to determine whether debris, which washed up on the shores of Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, connected to missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. A team from Malaysia has been dispatched to Reunion Island to investigate the find. Initial reports have been suggesting that debris found on the remote French island in the southern Indian Ocean might be from a Boeing 777, the same model of airplane used on flight MH370. Flight disappeared shortly after taking off on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8th of last year. Investigators say they believe someone on the plane shut down all of the transmitters and directed the flight into the southern Indian Ocean. Exhaustive searches of the ocean floor have yet to turn up any evidence of the lost flight. A total of 239 people were on board, two-thirds of whom are Chinese nationals. The Chinese government has confirmed the 155 Chinese nationals released as part of a mass amnesty in Myanmar are going to be sent back to China tomorrow. The group is among some 7,000 prisoners released by the Myanmar government under the amnesty. Chinese nationals were handed lengthy prison terms just over a week ago. Many were given 20-year prison sentences under a decades-old law in Myanmar connected to the destruction of public property. The stiff sentences for the loggers prompting official complaints from the Chinese government. A federal judge in the United States has dismissed charges against a Chinese woman accused of helping to steal high-tech corn seeds from U.S. companies. The presiding judge in the U.S. state of Iowa has thrown out the prosecution's main evidence against Mo Yun. This has forced prosecutors to drop the case. She's expected to leave the U.S. back for China sometime this week. Mo Yun, along with her husband and brother, had been accused of stealing patented corn seeds from a U.S. company to ship back to China. A Chinese professor accused of corporate espionage by U.S. authorities has been released from custody. Zheng Hao, a professor at Tianjin University, is on his way back to China. He was arrested upon his arrival in Los Angeles back in May. U.S. authorities had accused him and five others of stealing trade secrets and being an economic spy. Chinese authorities announcing another investigation against a high-ranking official, Zheng Lijun, former Vice Minister of Environmental Protection, being investigated for alleged serious violation of discipline and law. This is wording often used by authorities when conducting corruption-related investigations. At least 26 people are dead and over 40 others are missing following landslides in western Nepal. Nepalese authorities say the slides have taken out a number of homes in the area. The area where the slides hit is a popular destination for tourists. None of the victims, as of yet, have been identified as foreign nationals. Deadly slides come as Nepal continues to drag itself out from under this year's deadly earthquakes, which left thousands dead, and infrastructure across large parts of the country in desperate need of repair. It's been confirmed there are no survivors from a military helicopter crash in Laos earlier this week. The helicopter went down on Monday with 23 people on board. It went into the side of a mountain in a remote area of Laos, killing the four crew and 19 other military personnel on board. It's believed the bad weather, which had been hampering efforts to get to the crash site, were also a contributing factor in the crash itself. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General Joseph Dunford as the next chair of the U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dunford, who's been the head of the U.S. Marine Corps since October, will take over for General Martin Dempsey on October 1st as the top U.S. military officer. Dempsey set to retire in September. Dunford began his career as an infantry officer and eventually moved up to become the head of the Afghanistan War Coalition in 2013 and 2014. Indian authorities have executed a terrorist for the serial explosions which took place in the economic heart of India, Mumbai, back in 1993. It comes after Indian President Pranab Mukherjee rejected terrorist Yakub Memon's mercy pleas on Wednesday. 53-year-old convicted of financing the deadly bombings which killed nearly 260 people. He was hanged at a high-security prison in the western state of Maharashtra. Afghanistan's main intelligence agency has confirmed the death of Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar. National Directorate of Security says Omar died mysteriously in a hospital in Karachi in 2013. Both the Afghan and U.S. governments say they believe the information is credible. The Afghan Taliban originally rejecting the notion that Mullah Omar is dead. However, the Afghan Taliban has yet to comment on the new information released from Afghanistan's main intelligence agency. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.